Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You see this, folks? You didn't. If you're one of my liberal trolls, you have no idea. It would never be covered. And by the way, it's kind of been lost by our side. Bombshell report by the UK Daily Mail. This just gets worse and worse, this story. Because murderers, rapists, not the only people the left is protecting. Headline. Migrant children lost under the Biden administration found dead or working as sex slaves. Yeah, this kind of thing is not spoken of in America. Not much, anyway. Not by mainstream media. After an estimated, it's actually 470,000 kids, but they're using a lowball number. After an estimated 233,000 children who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border alone during President Joe Biden's tenure were lost. They were actually misplaced with sex offenders, but whatever. Law enforcement started to locate them, only to learn of the horrors they have faced. Since March, the Trump administration has tracked down, God bless them, 22,638 kids, finding some in deplorable conditions, dead, and others used as sex slaves. This is fantastic. The Democrat Party bought us slavery the first time, they brought it back. UK Daily Mail continues. We found children who've been raped, said John Fabricatori, HHS Office of Refugee Resettlement senior advisor told the network. Who's John Fabricatori? Why does the UK Daily Mail get these great stories by talking to him? He's a former Department of Homeland Security guy. He was all over the Aurora, Colorado takeover of those apartment complexes where, you know, Tren de Aragua was shipped in here from Venezuela, allegedly by the Joe Biden's FBI, according to Maduro. Who knows if it's true? And they, remember, told the owner of the apartment he'd better keep paying his property taxes, but they were going to be taking his apartments and kicking the tenants out. And they began selling children, mainly girls, out of there. They did the same thing in El Paso, in Texas. If you look up UK Daily Mail El Paso hotel raid, it took dozens of local law enforcement to do the raid, not individual officers. I mean, agencies, dozens of agencies coming together from surrounding counties to go up against Tren de Aragua and take that hotel back. Well, when they did, the folks in the hotel were streamed out on the parking lot, ended up sitting on a curb. You know, the people they were selling for sex. I don't know if people's the right term. Kids. They were selling kids, mostly girls, some boys, and kidnap women. This is what the Democrats have done. John Fabricatori was the one who took the UK Daily Mail through the apartment complex the first time to show them, look, I mean, look at the age of these girls. These are not women. We found children who have been raped, John Fabricatori said. He's now with the Health and Human, Health and Human Services Office of Refugee Resettlement. We're talking about debt bondage, where children are being made to work off debt, trafficking debt. We're talking about children that were brought into situations and then treated like sexual slaves. At least 27 of the lost children have been confirmed dead. Can you imagine if that happened under Trump's watch? It's Biden, so it's good. With causes of death ranging from murder to drug overdose. Yeah, you know what the drug overdoses are? They drug them so they can use them in a sex trade. This is your country.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Children are in horrific environments, just environments they should not be in, where the sponsor is a heroin dealer and child winds up dying of a heroin overdose. These children were classified by the government as unaccompanied minors, underage migrants across U.S. border without a parent or legal guardian. A lot of them were kidnapped, folks. Remember me reading you the Guardian article from Guatemala, how they have to dig holes and create false rooms in their houses, especially if they have a pretty daughter to hide her, because the men with the big guns will come through, kidnap her, take her up to the U.S. to sell. That's the Democrats right there. It's what they do. I think what happened here was that the Democrats knew that these are the same gangs and criminal organizations that bring them their voters, the 12 million. And they see the 500,000 kids as voters too eventually. I mean, they'll be so damaged, they're going to need services for the rest of their lives. So they're perfect Democrat voters. They don't care what happens to them otherwise. Well, these gangs, they want them to move in. They need them to move in. They protect them when they move in. Think Garcia, right? Abrigo Garcia. They need them to move in. And so they say, you know what? You bring us our voters. That's what we're most interested in. We're going to replace Americans, have a one-party system. You'll rule with us. You'll be our street thugs. You'll be our enforcement arm. And we'll kind of look the other way as you, you know, make money. Bring kids in. Bring drugs in. That's how it all ties together. If you had not listened to my Battleground America podcast today, you need to. In the sources section, and I break it down, it was that mind-numbing 2011 article where they report that the FBI is arming and funding the Sinaloa cartel that brought in a lot of this. Arming and funding the Sinaloa. And I think it spun out of control. This was under Obama, of course. And I think it was a lie. And the FBI admitted to it, but they said, well, we had to arm and fund them and protect their drug routes, which are also their human smuggling routes. We had to protect those into the country because in return, they would rat out fellow cartel members, like, you know, in other cartels. Well, if you just have one big super cartel that you arm and fund instead of 15 smaller cartels, does it really matter? See, I don't think that's what was happening. I think the FBI helped the Democrats build these smuggling routes and protect them. I think that the cartel was fine by itself. It was going to do just fine, but that the FBI put it on steroids because they needed to move a lot of people. And they did over more than 10 years. And then you have the other hint of that again, which is Maduro saying, hey, listen, I didn't want to send Trende Aragua to America. Biden made me. And he said, if you want to know how the FBI smuggled him in, they moved him through Colombian safe houses. He said this in a speech. They moved him through Colombia's safe houses. You can find the records. I think that's why they want Maduro so bad, that they're not going to just drone him. I think that's why they have a $50 million reward. I think all of this is going to come out. I think it's going to shock the conscience of America. But anyway, the UK Daily Mail going where no one else will. And folks, think about how the Biden regime weaponized this. There were two ways they did it. Remember how wild they went over kids in cages under Trump? Well, again, Trump was putting the kids in cages. As soon as we would catch them at the border, they would separate the kids from the adults because we had to DNA test them. They didn't want that. That hurt the cartel child sex trafficking business. That's why they went wild. Because then you get a DNA test. You're like, oh, that's not her daddy. That's a sex trafficker. It's an adult male. I can't release her with him. Well, now he can't make any money selling her. That's a problem. So they went, oh, kids in cages, separated. Yeah, from their pimps. Yeah, they were. It was the last hope, the last chance they had. They're not being sold, killed, God knows what. And they used it, double purposed it as a hit on Trump. But folks, if you want to know why, and you read their headline, you look it up yourself, it'll shock you. In the UK Daily Mail, migrant children lost under Biden administration found dead or working as sex slaves. Remember what made this possible? Never forget it. This is the biggest crime of all. When the New York Times reported there were 89,000 kids missing, this was 2 years into the Biden administration. We had time to stop this. Didn't have to ever get to 233,000 missing. 89,000 missing. New York Times reported it. Whistleblowers everywhere testified before Congress. That was in February. What did the Biden administration do in May? They discontinued, in violation of federal law, all DNA testing. It went to help the cartels. Arrest the evidence. Why? Because the policy was family units aren't stopped. Well, if that very nice man we've seen three times this week trafficking attractive underage girls into this country, if he comes through a fourth time, we don't want a DNA testing. Test him because we'll know it's not his family and we'll have to stop him and put him in prison. We need him to move our voters. We need him in our sanctuary city. We need him for the network. Kid's dead. Dead. Working his sex life. Oh, folks, we're going to learn a lot more about this. It's going to shock the conscience of America if they're allowed to hear about what the Democrats did. See, what's going on in Charlotte with just letting those criminals turn out? Oh, that's only the tip of the iceberg with these Democrats.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.